Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's the great Chuck Berry bringing us back. Johnny B. Goode. Welcome back to 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and having a great visit with our good friend Tim Berry, one of my favorite people in the world, one of the smartest guys I know, the founder of Palo Alto Software. They're the folks who make the business planning software, bplans.com. Say it, Tim.
Live Plan.
There he is, Live Plan. This is the new one. I couldn't get the old one out of my head and the new one in my mouth. So go to bplans.com and check out and learn how to do a business plan, folks. That's what you can't buy anything at bplans.com. But if you want to see what Tim's written about and you want to do this, folks, you want to follow Tim, I promise you, you'll thank me later. Go to timberry.com. Tim, thanks again for hanging out with us. I've just become so interested over the years in this concept of entrepreneurship.
And, boy, me too.
And how different people define it. It's interesting how academias define entrepreneurship, how Silicon Valley thinks of entrepreneurship, how Main Street thinks of entrepreneurship, how Europeans think of entrepreneurship, etc. People in other cultures. It's fascinating to me. It's a force, isn't it? Entrepreneurship.
Changing the world.
It's not just a word. It's a force.
Yes. Yeah, changing the world as far as I'm concerned, and it's so obviously good for you, the person, good for your family, good for your community, good for the world. We're building new things, we're creating jobs, and the more that spreads, the better off. I mean, I'm just myself also completely in love with entrepreneurship and have been for, gosh, it's been 30 years now.
But you know, Tim, there is an antagonist to entrepreneurship.
Which is?
If entrepreneurship is the protagonist, the antagonist is government. Whenever you look at where entrepreneurship is not flourishing, the government is either hurting or at least not helping it. And I'm not saying government is bad. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying if you look at why entrepreneurship is not flourishing in Europe, it's because of their policies. And if you look at other countries where what do you think about that? What do you think about that statement?
You know, I don't think about government as entrepreneur when I start a company and so on. I think about the subject of your next book, the customer. I think governments just stay out of the way, give me peace, stability, infrastructure.
You're saying what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But my point
is
the problem is the government doesn't always stay out of the way.
Yeah.
I'm not making an American political statement there. That's not what I'm trying to do here. I'm just saying that the places that I've seen, I mean, I've been invited to countries to talk to them about entrepreneurship, American-style entrepreneurship. And when I talk to them about where they're stuck, where their problems are, it always comes back to something the government has done or is in the way.
Well, and, you know, quite often, but in Colombia, it has to do with the government finally getting control and building peace and stability, which was largely the government straightening out some problems.
They set the table so entrepreneurship could flourish.
That's the thing.
See, that's what government is supposed to do. Government is supposed to set the table to create the environment to lay the field out so that you and I can plow that field with our entrepreneurial dreams. That's what government is supposed to do. Not that there's not supposed to ever be regulations or anything like that. I'm not talking about that. I'm just saying that if you want to find a place, if you want to see entrepreneurship flourish, or if you see it going the other way, look to what the government is doing. And I think Colombia is a perfect example of that.
Good. Yeah. It's not about government. It's about just let us work.
That's right. Get out of the way. There's so many things that if the government would get out of the way, and the political class in countries are often at odds. And when I say government, perhaps I should have said the politicians, the political class in a country is often at odds with entrepreneurship. So I'd like to see more entrepreneurship flourish around the world, because as you know, Tim, that's where economic development comes from, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And here's the irony, Jim. If the politicians talk less about how much they love the small business and just leave us alone.
That's right. From your mouth to God's ears, Tim.
Yeah.
Hey, Tim, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
Oh, thank you, Jim, for the invitation. I'm always happy.
Tim You're Berry, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Tim joined us. He'll be back another day, I promise. I'll be back, but not today. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.